There are many types of seizures and many types of epilepsy. IRAE has published guidelines on classifying seizures and epilepsies, but those classifications don't account for seizures in newborn babies. Called neonatal seizures, these rare events occur soon after birth, usually within the first week of life. But they're different in many ways from seizures in older children and adults. Two ILAE task forces spent several years on a position paper that modifies the seizure and epilepsy classifications to include neonatal seizures. ILAE spoke with Dr. Ronit Pressler, who chaired the first task force and is first author on the paper, which was published in February 2021 in the journal Epilepsia. She explained the importance of classifying neonatal seizures.
Neonatal seizures are treated by different people, by neonatologists, by neurologists, by neurophysiologists, by geneticists, by metabolic people. So you have a variety of different people and different specialties treating these babies. And so it's a multidisciplinary team, and you need to speak the same language. The classification gives you a language to talk, so everybody speaks about the same thing. It took a long time, but I think it was worth the effort. We have a classification which now I think is acceptable for neonatologists and neurologists and in different regions.
Unlike seizures in older children and adults, multiple seizures in a neonate does not indicate epilepsy.
Neonates have acute seizures, acute provoked seizures. They have a stroke, they have hypoxia. And then for 3-4 days after this brain injury, after the brain insult, the brain responds to seizures. But the baby doesn't have epilepsy. After those 3-4 days, the seizures stop. The baby may have seizures later in life and develop epilepsy later, or may not. But what the baby has in the first few days is not epilepsy, it's acute provoked seizures. So they don't have epilepsy, they don't necessarily need long-term treatment, they need acute treatment and acute management, but not treatment for weeks and months and years.
Neonatal seizures also are more subtle than seizures in older people. In many cases, the seizures are clinically invisible. A baby doesn't look as if it's having a seizure, but an EEG shows seizure activity. The paper also addressed what neonatal seizures look like on EEG.
So the definition of a seizure in adults is a clinical seizure. So you need a seizure manifestation, signs and symptoms due to abnormal neuronal firing. But 50% of seizures in babies are without clinical signs. So they are purely electrographic. So we and others, the ACNS, for example, the American Society for Clinical Neurophysiology, has defined electrographic seizures as a seizure on the EEG lasting more than 10 seconds. So the definition is different to the definition of seizures in older patients and in adults, because we are saying we define a seizure according to the EEG rather than the seizure manifestation. And obviously, using a 10-second, this so-called 10-second rule is slightly difficult, because why is a seizure which is 11 seconds a seizure, and something which looks exactly the same, which is 9 seconds, is not a seizure? There is no solution to the problem yet. We are discussing it as an issue, and of course, sometimes the 9-second run is just as much a seizure as the 11-second one. But on the other hand, if we call everything a seizure, then there will be overtreatment, and that's dangerous too, because we know that if you overtreat, if you treat a baby who doesn't need the medication, then that might have an effect on long-term outcome as well. Clearly, the seizure, if you have seizures, then it's better to treat. But if there are just a few sharp waves and you don't have this 10-second rule, then there's a risk that anything sharp in the EEG is treated, and we don't want that either.
While EEG is the gold standard for diagnosing neonatal seizures, most neonatal care units don't have access to it.
In the paper, we talk about EEG and AEG. We don't really, the gold standard is full EEG. But full EEG is not available in many neonatal units, and this across the world. In the United States, there's probably the most, but even in the UK, very few neonatal units have access to full EEG 24/7. They can get a 1 hour EEG during working hours, but that's it. There are maybe 3 or 4 neonatal units in the UK in total who have access to EEG, the continuous EEG monitoring. In the States, it's much better. You have far more units who have good access to EEG monitoring. In Europe, it's mixed. And then obviously in Asia and in Africa, there's very, very little to no EEG at all for neonates. So then what the neonatologists use is what we call AEG, amplitude integrated EEG, which is basically instead of using 10, 20 electrodes, you use 2 electrodes or 4 electrodes, and you measure the EEG from just one or two channels. And that is a very good method to diagnose seizures. It's not as good as continuous EEG monitoring, no question, but it's cheaper, it's more widely available, and it doesn't need specialist inputs. The neonatologists themselves can diagnose seizures. They don't need the neurologist or neurophysiologist. So that is far more widely available. In the UK, for example, 90% of all neonatal units have AEG. And then again, in some regions in outside Europe or in Eastern Europe, in the former Eastern European countries, then it's, even AEG is not widely available. And without EEG, there's actually, this is the graph you saw in the paper, is a flowchart. Only if you have focal chronic and focal tonic seizures, you can diagnose those with certain diagnostic certainty, with what we call a probable diagnostic certainty. Only EEG or AEG, you have the gold standard. And if you have any other seizure types, it's a possible seizure. You can't diagnose most of the other seizure types. And I think the important thing is, of course, people, depending on where you are, people will have to manage seizures in neonates without EEG. It's important to be aware that you can only diagnose focal chronic and focal tonic, and the others you cannot diagnose, basically.
The position paper includes guidelines and flowcharts to lay out the process of evaluating and diagnosing neonatal seizures. Early diagnosis is important.
We are hoping that it also helps to for people how to diagnose seizures and how to approach them. So there is a diagnostic flowchart in there. So we say you need to, if you have a baby at high risk or if a baby with possible seizures, you need to do an EEG to make sure this is a seizure or not. And then take it further and then you differentiate into clinical and subclinical seizures or electrographic only seizures. And then we go further. But we also found evidence in the literature and from our own experience that the different seizure types can give you indications on what the etiology is of seizures. So if you have a certain seizure type, this can indicate why the baby had seizures. And neonates have seizures and you need to treat them straight away. You don't have, like in adults, weeks and months to come up with a diagnosis. You have a baby who has seizures that day and you need to, many of those etiologies need treatment straight away. So finding the etiology is one of the most important things in the management of seizures in neonates. And so, for example, if you have chronic seizures, then this is an indication that it's very likely to be a stroke. Or if you have myoclonic seizures, it's very likely to be an inborn error of metabolism. And in the past, people just said this baby has neonatal seizures. That was as far as it goes. Yeah? Now we're starting to say, okay, look at exactly what kind of seizures it is. Is it a chronic seizure? Is it a myoclonic seizure? And then take it further. You can use the information you get from looking at the seizure, what kind of seizure type it is. It can help you to find the etiology and then target the treatment. But there is evidence that a high seizure burden can have long-term effects on neurodevelopmental outcome. So this is slightly controversial, and in the past people thought maybe seizures and babies don't really matter, but now there is more evidence, both from animal experiments but also from clinical studies, which show that the longer it takes for seizures to be treated, the more difficult it becomes, and the higher the seizure burden is, the more likely it is that babies have a poor outcome. So if the babies have a high seizure burden, more than 13 minutes per hour, then this is associated with a poor outcome, neurodevelopmental outcome. And so the quicker you treat, the easier it is to treat, and the less likely is this that you have a high seizure burden. And therefore, a quick diagnosis and a timely treatment is important. Seizures overall are difficult to treat, and only about 50 to 70% respond to treatment. So the first drug, and then fewer respond to second and third line medication. And unfortunately, there are too few studies really evaluating neonatal seizures. But things are improving slightly. I mean, there are now a few studies which have looked at what is best. Hopefully, things will improve. And there's more awareness. I mean, very clearly, 20 years ago, hardly anybody spoke about neonatal seizures. And nobody did any studies. And this is, there's a clear change, which is great.